Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In October 2019, the American Journal of Psychiatry published a paper regarding the issue of so-called transitioning, concluding, contrary to the data of its own study, that it helped people's mental condition. However, now that has been retracted and changed, but you hear nothing about it in the media. We're going to be talking about it today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's really tragic, this truth. Does not get out. I mean, we know people that have gone through this. We know, we've talked to Walt Heyer. We've had him on this program. He was abused as a child, went through the whole surgery trying to become a woman, thinking that that was going to solve his problem. We know Laura Perry, same thing, was trying to get her mother's love, decided to try to become a man, didn't solve her problem, but both of them received Jesus Christ. That was the solution to what they were yearning for.
And now they work with other people who are going through similar kinds of situations. Some of them are tragic because
Exactly.
some of them have already gone through these mutilating surgeries. Well, this is an example mm-hmm. of the media hiding the truth. I am so tired of the media. They censor the truth by not reporting it on one hand, truth that should be reported. And then they also slant the information to their own political agenda.
Right.
Well, this is one that goes back to October 2019. It is the world's largest study with regards to people who have gone through, quote, transitioning. These are the so-called procedures, whether it's a mastectomy, a hysterectomy, a phalangectomy, whatever it may be, to remove certain body parts and to then take hormones of the opposite gender so that you can have more features, at least externally, and perhaps even your voice or whatever, based on these hormones, of the opposite sex. Mm-hmm. So this study came out October 2019. It's by the American Journal of Psychiatry. And these particular organizations, sometimes they make statements and you think, well, this is a psychiatric organization. Yes. But these have become very politicized, whether it's the American Psychological Association, the American Psychiatric Association, all of these have become dominated by political ideologues, and they're no longer motivated by true science in these particular areas. So this study, October 2019, published in the American Journal of Psychiatry, and the study was titled Reduction in Mental Health Treatment Utilization Among Transgender Individuals After Gender Affirming Surgeries, a total population study, a long name. As the study suggests from the title, the paper claimed that after having had so-called sex reassignment surgeries, a patient was less likely to need mental health treatment. However, the problem is that the actual data in the study was completely the opposite. So, you know, the media ran with this distorted conclusion by the authors that was actually contrary to the data that they reported. Well, recently, the editors of the American Journal of Psychiatry, the authors issued a paper correcting their conclusion. In the words of the authors, quote, the results demonstrated no advantage of surgery in relation to subsequent mood or anxiety disorder-related health care. Let me read that again. In October of 2019, this study, based upon the data, concluded what they've now had to admit. But they spun it and said, well, the study actually shows that there's benefit and people don't need mental health counseling as much if they go through these mutilating surgeries. The media, of course, ran with it. They ran with it because they don't want to have any change counsel, which we are defending around the country and litigating against when these bans say you cannot counsel somebody who seeks change. So that study was out there from October 2019 till recently in 2020. The journal editors of the American Psychological Association and the authors, and I'll read it one more time, retracted their conclusion. And they said this, quote, the results demonstrated no advantage of surgery in relation to subsequent mood or anxiety disorder-related health care, close quote.
So the bottom line is the largest data set on sex reassignment procedures, both hormonal and surgical, reveals that such procedures do not bring the promised mental health benefits.
Exactly.
Do not.
That's exactly right. And did you hear any of that from the media?
No.
Not a single word. Now, there's a researcher. He is a researcher at the University of Texas at Austin. His name is Mark Regnerus. Now, Mark had actually issued a previous study or a previous article regarding his research, and he was blasted for it. And he came to the same conclusion based upon his study. Well, when this October 2019 release of the American Journal of Psychiatry released this report, Regnerus issued and other experts issued their opposition to it, said that's not what the data shows. The data in your own study of 9.7 million people. That's why it's the largest data set ever done. 9.7 million people. The data inside your study does not support the conclusion that you put out in October 2019. So he pointed out that in this data set of 9.7 million people, the results of the original analysis the authors put forward hinged, listen to this, on the outcomes of just three people. The study's trumpeted conclusion, he said, may hinge on as few as three people in a data collection effort reaching 9.7 million Swedes, 2,679 of whom were diagnosed with gender incongruence, and just over 1,000 of whom had gender-affirming surgery.
And you know, this is what we've known all along. And like you said earlier, this is why we are dealing with these counseling bans, trying to get help to people who need help. They need to deal with the core issues of what's going on in their mind, their heart, in their surroundings. Cutting off their body parts is not the answer.
No, and Ryan Anderson, he wrote a book, When Harry Became Sally, and he said correctly then, the best therapies focus on helping people accept and embrace their bodies rather than attempting to do the impossible, quote, reassigning bodies to line up with misguided thoughts and feelings. That's what he said. And we've been saying that for many, many years as well. Mm-hmm. Well, in a discussion of one of the most robust studies on the so-called, what's called sex reassignment, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services pointed out, and I'm quoting, quote, the study identified increased mortality and psychiatric hospitalization compared to the matched controls. The mortality was primarily due to completed suicides, 19.1-fold greater than in control Swedes. So they've even pointed out that people who go through this have a high increase of suicides.
Right. Even Walt Heyer has said, you know, as you said, he deals with a lot of these people, helping them. 40% of people that go through this surgery commit suicide.
Commit suicide.
40.
Yeah, and that's a huge number, which is why Johns Hopkins University, that first did these a number of years ago, stopped doing these kinds of surgeries because they said, one, there was no benefit, and two, it often increased problems by increasing the rate of suicide.
But you know, we've seen these so-called gender clinics pop up in the last few years, increased, and they don't provide any counseling to these, especially these minors. They just push them through.
They push them right in.
The assembly line, get your hormone blockers, get lined up for your surgery, but there's no counseling to deal with the root issues.
No counseling at all. And you know what? You know, when you have, what if, for whatever reason, and there's lots of different things that happen, you don't like your body. And how do you deal with that? Well, you don't give, and this is a phrase I didn't coin, liposuction to an anorexic. Mm-hmm. Somebody doesn't like their body because they think that they're overweight. They're really not. You don't go and give them liposuction to help their body match their stress in their mind. You deal with mental health behavior. You go to the root problem. You try to resolve that, because mutilating your body, having these surgeries, taking these hormones does not solve the problem. In fact, oftentimes they compound it, because once you've crossed that line, like Walt Heyer did, you have more problems down the road. You know, the way for change to happen is with a personal relationship of Jesus Christ. That's why we're defending the right of counselors and clients to receive counseling all over the country in a number of cases right now. Continue to pray for our cases defending this kind of counsel, change counsel, all over the United States. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.